Ivory Homes, which purchased the 200-acre site from Park City and the Boyer Company back in 2011 for $15.5 million, is looking for a break. That after having to spend what the company is calling extraordinary expenses, essentially negating everything they've worked toward to provide new, affordable, and attainable housing for Park City. Currently, Ivory Homes is proceeding with a state voluntary cleanup program to rid the property of the old mine tailings. Park City Manager Diane Foster says the housing developer purchased the property as is.
When Ivory Homes started to do the work out there, they found some contaminated soils, and that wasn't something that any of us ever knew about. And in fact, the purchase and sale agreement actually sells the property as is and says that the city doesn't have liability for however the property is. But that being said, the reason the city got into this was to preserve affordability. The 35 affordable units that the city set out, what we didn't want to have happen is if it costs a lot of money to do the cleanup, we didn't want that to have to roll into the purchase price, which is what would normally happen in a development project.
The development agreement says that Ivory Homes will build 79 affordable units along with the 160 market value homes. Foster says the city originally got involved in this project to ensure that there would be an affordable housing component.
And the sole reason that the city council at that time chose to get involved in the project is to increase the number of affordable units. So the question for council is, do you want to reduce the purchase price by $750,000?
Foster says if the council approves the amended purchase price, half of the money to make up for the city's portion would come from the housing fund. The other half, she said, would be issued as a credit for the intersection work that Ivory Homes is required to do. Foster says the purchase agreement legally protects the city from any liability for the tailings on site. While the city may not have known about the tailings on this property, just a few years before that, the city hauled away truckloads of tailings when it built the Quinns treatment plant just a few blocks away. The area has also historically been known as an area where tailings flowed into. But Foster says that was not disclosed. Rather, the property was sold as is.
In the purchase and sale agreement, it actually states that the city doesn't have liability. You know, we're selling it. It's kind of when you sell a car as is. This is what you're getting. This is what you're buying. So we are protected in this agreement, in the purchase and sale agreement, from a lawsuit from Ivory. I mean, the reality is no one knew the property was contaminated.
But you had to know it was because you guys pulled out a bunch of contaminated soil from the Quinns treatment plant.
We did, but no, you know, when we bought that property, it's different. We had some new environmental folks come on with the city well after we had bought that property and then resold the property to Ivory. And so we have a different policy at the city now where anytime we buy a piece of property, we do environmental testing.
With the $1.5 million price reduction, the city, she says, feels that this will be the end of it.
So now we have that policy. But at that time, we didn't do any testing on property that we purchased.
Yeah. But I guess doesn't real estate law trump here, given that, I mean, you can write a contract that says you have no liability, but that could be illegal to do that, knowing what you know.
Well, the reality is the city truly had no knowledge of. I mean, same with when we purchased the Triangle parcel. We didn't do testing ahead of time. We went in later and did testing and found out it was contaminated. And the city and county are going through the voluntary cleanup program right now. There is environmental law that does say you have ongoing liability. And one of the pieces in this agreement that is listed in this agreement is that Ivory is going to say we won't sue you in the future.
More than anything, though, Foster says if the council wants to preserve the affordability of more than just 16 homes that Ivory Homes is required to build as part of the development agreement, then it will need to approve the sales price reduction.
The MPD itself only requires 16 units. The 35 additional, and those prices could swing, right? So you could have a 310,000 home, and if you're trying to recoup $1.5 million, you know, all of a sudden those go up in the $400,000 and $500,000 range. So that $1.5 million is specifically half from the city and half from Boyer, is to make sure that those prices stay where the city council intended.
The Park City Council meets Thursday starting at 3:30. A study session will be held starting then to discuss future uses at the McPolin Farm. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.